Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Boondog Show. Mason Dixon's still here in the studio. Mason, you having a good day? Good morning.
Oh, I'm having a real good day. Happy belated St. Patrick's
Day. Happy yesterday, St. Patrick's Day, yes. Tina Goodrich,
good morning to you. It's Let's Talk Real Estate.
It is Let's Talk Real Estate time with Tina Goodrich, for sure. And you brought in a guest today.
I got a guest today. I'm so excited.
Who'd you bring in?
We got Brenda Bertarelli. She's here today to talk about her estate sale business, which is...
Family Heirloom Estate Sales.
Thank you.
See, I wrote it down, and then I threw the quiz to you.
Yes, thank you.
So, good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no doubt. So, I guess with that being said, the subject of this edition of Let's Talk Real Estate is going to be estate sales. And how are they? Is it a busy time of the year, or what's going on with estate sales?
You know, it's not seasonal. It's always busy. We get most of our referrals from realtors, and... Sometimes people are dealing with a death in the family. Other times they're downsizing and moving. Sometimes they're selling a summer cottage or a second home and it's full of furniture. They need to deal with it. So it's always something different.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question. Because, I mean, yard sales and garage sales might be, it doesn't have the same prestige sound as an estate sale. So has anybody ever brought you in to just do a garage sale or a yard sale to make it sound better?
We've had some that we've looked at that were real close to that.
She says looked at. Looked at and passed on, probably, right?
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of advertising for the sales, so we want to have a good caliber and a lot of variety of items. We do have people come through that are buying to resell. We have people come through that are collectors. They've seen a picture of something and they collect that, so they're there. And then we do have people that are garage sellers that come for the towels and the linens and the, you know, small kitchen appliances. And
I have a question. So do you ever does the seller have enough items to sell?
Yes.
That does happen.
Yes.
So usually, would you refer them just to do a garage sale then at that point?
I would.
Yeah.
One other option we've done is we've done sales off-site where we've hauled the merchandise to the township hall. We've done a few sales that way. One time we did one that had three different people's items
in it. I wondered if you did that. I was going to ask, do you merge sales?
Yes,
so that. Oh, good. That's good to know.
Wait, ain't that hard to figure out who gets what?
It just happens, right?
It's challenging.
Hey, we got to go knock off this guy. We need one more for this triple sale.
No, what I'm saying is when you got to have like, you know, the money.
It'd be like having your own booth.
Right,
yes.
There's three different...
Yep. So you're going to collect from your booth area, and they're going to collect from their booth area.
We collect it all in one spot, but we do have to tag differently we know who's who.
I did notice you were doing estate sales at the township hall there. I've seen a couple.
Yep.
So
we've done some for people that were just uncomfortable having it at their place.
Yeah.
We've done some for people that had not enough, like I said.
And when are you going to do that again?
We have one coming up in May at the Township Hall.
Oh, good. That's good to know. So
that would be the South Haven Township Hall or somebody else? Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
Now, when, let's just say someone passes and you get called about doing an estate sale, how long does it usually take before, you know, from meeting them and looking at what they've got till you can really implement the sale?
Well, perfect timing is about a month because we like to have a lot of time to advertise. We do commission percentage commission on the sales, so we want to do a lot of advertising and help you out and help us out also.
Right.
So good advertising takes time, and also the setup kind of depends how much stuff you have and how the house is already set up. But if we have to haul in tables and shelves and we have to price and organize, it takes a couple weeks to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you advertise at?
We have a website, familyheirloomsllc.com.
Good.
We have an email list that we send out to people that have signed up for our emails. We advertise in the reminder or whatever newspaper publication of the town we're in.
You probably have to have, there's some certain people that you probably see come to every sale.
Right. Yes. Yeah, the pickers. I used to be in that lineup.
The best advertising we do is online at estatesales.net.
And is that how you can sign up to get on your list?
Yeah.
Go to your website, yep. and then you can sign up to get yep. on the mailing list, which yep. if you want to get on Brenda's mailing list this year for estate sales, this is a good way to do it.
Yeah. How many did you do in 2022?
We did 13.
13, okay.
Yep. That averages out to over one a month.
One yeah. a month. Yeah.
Yeah. And what about them early salespeople? Because I know they biting at a chance to, so do they pay you a little bit extra under the table to come early?
No, we don't do any pre-sales, but we do have a sign-up list, so people can come an hour on the first day, an hour ahead of time, sign up, and then we bring them in first, and then everybody follows after that.
Okay. So. And I've seen that where people have been restricted and they're waiting out yeah. on the sidewalk. Does yeah. that happen at a lot of them?
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
We can get a pretty good crowd.
Do you get the same 10 people in the first 10 usually?
Quite often we do, yes.
Yeah. I remember fighting that, yes.
They know how to play the
yeah.
game.
You have to get up early to, you know, to get yeah. the worm. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Definitely.
Love that saying. But it goes early bird gets the worm.
Yes, early bird gets the worm. Thank you. But yeah, estate sales are challenging, and they are still a lot of fun going and picking and looking. So some estate sales you might have coming up, Brenda.
We have one scheduled in April in South Haven. We have one scheduled in May at the Township Hall. And we have one in June that will be at the Township Hall. They're two different families doing sales there.
So could you get in if you had some items that you wanted to sell in on that Township
both
May?
Of, or those both full? Of those are pretty
those
full
are full.
Sales.
Wow,
yeah, pretty big
already.
Sales.
Yeah. Okay.
What are your favorite items to sell?
I like the antiques. The wood,
big furniture,
and
right.
that kind of stuff, yeah. which I always think would be the easiest stuff because it's big and it's there, yeah. take it, get out of here, and people see that rather than, you know, going through all those little things and
yeah.
and doing the inventory on that. I can imagine how that would be in certain circumstances in certain houses.
Yeah.
I've seen some. Yes.
Do people give you things to look for and say, hey, we're looking for this specific thing, and if
I
you
do.
Walk in the house and
I have people on my email list. I know this guy likes comics and this guy likes knives and this guy collects guns
oh,
and
great.
This is a jewelry person.
And you just invite him to the sale, or do you do the deal beforehand?
No, like, no okay. deals beforehand.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask you about guns in a minute because I know you probably have to do with some specific laws yes. what you can and cannot sell when it comes to guns, but we'll talk about that when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to ufctreecare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon here. And, of course, Tina Goodrich is here for Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
Good morning. We haven't
necessarily talked real estate, but, of course, you know,
this fits really well with real estate because those who are going to be going on the market need to possibly declutter, get the home ready for the market. A lot of times, Brenda comes in and does the estate sale prior to that.
Yeah. Yes. And Brenda Bertarelli, who is with Family Heirloom Estate Sales. I know, just before this, we went to that break, and we're just coming back. We were talking about guns a little bit, and I wanted to ask about that because I think, what is it, 75 years? If a gun is 75 years old, it's an antique, and you don't have to do any kind of permits or anything to sell any background checks. Is it 75 years?
I believe so, but we haven't had to deal with that very often, but the ones that we have sold were very old antiques.
Yeah, and if it's younger, if it's earlier than that, then there's a whole bunch of lawful things that you have to do to sell that a firearm.
Yes, I have been to sales where they have actually had the state police on site handling those sales. And also, we don't do any handguns.
No handguns.
I was just going to say, do you even deal with them?
So I haven't had to.
Okay, so
I had some shotguns that were for hunting, and then I had one Civil War gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the no-brainer on the antique, 75 years old. You see it, you buy it, you can take it. You don't have to do anything special for
it. So you sold a Civil War gun?
Yes.
Do you remember what that sold for?
I don't. It was about 400, I think.
How do you know what to price something like that is?
We do a lot of research. I go to antique stores. I go to other estate sales. I go online and see what people can buy these items for online. I do have people that help me out with items that I'm unfamiliar with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And probably, I'm sure, lots of experience.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's great for the client because you're trying to raise as much money as you can for the client during the estate sale.
And which is nice because, I mean, most people, you're taking a commission. Yeah, well, they're getting I get a bigger commission the more we sell, and so do they get more money out of it. So for whatever reason, people are lately have seemed to be unfamiliar with capitalism and how it works. And you shouldn't make money for doing what you do.
Well, we do supply all the supplies. And we provide the people that are going to work the sale. We also supply all the advertising. We pay for that ourselves. So all you pay us is a commission on sales.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Great.
So if the owners want to be a part of it, do you, like, not allow them? Or
we discourage it.
Okay. Yes. What about, have you had them, like, come to the sale and, like, snoop around? Or
I have.
Yeah. That's got to be awkward.
We do discourage it because it is an emotional time, no matter what the circumstances.
It certainly is, Brenda. You know, when I had the auction at Cheyenne's Closet, it was very emotional. There were things that were selling very cheap, and then there were some things that sold very high, and at the very end, it all washed out to, you know, what we thought it was going to be anyways.
Yeah.
I have to ask, what is, and I guess you can tell me to shove off if you want, but what is the biggest net estate sale that you've ever had?
$14,000.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, they probably average, I bet, 10 to 20,000.
Was that 14,000 as the commission, or was the whole thing?
That was the whole thing.
Okay, all right.
Well, why'd you call it net? Why didn't you, ain't that considered gross?
Yeah, I think we've been with gross, right?
So the sale brought in $14,000 before people got divvied up.
Well, and that, like you said, that's an average probably for a full household,
you know,
doing an estate sale.
And it depends. You know, some people are downsizing or taking their major items with them.
Yeah.
So you're selling smaller things. So.
That gives you an idea. If you're doing an estate sale and you do have a household of items, you know, it's hard to judge at how much value is there. So that's why you call Brenda, bring her in, and she will look at your stuff, give you a value idea.
And she doesn't add sentimental value.
You know, she'll give you an estimate because she's got a pretty good view now about estates and giving a good eyeball about what you've got there. And if you don't have enough, then she can recommend another avenue.
What about cars? Have you ever had to deal with cars?
I have not. I have referred them to used car dealers in the area.
And what about if there's an item that you really want? Do you ever pick any up for yourself or gifts, Christmas shopping?
The only time I purchase at the sale is on day two.
The
after
second day.
Everybody's been through it once.
Well, let me tell you, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, that's tough.
You're supposed
it's
to do
tough.
That on day one.
Or it's the stuff really that tough.
Just sale, 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 Brenda, sale, sale, sale,
Brenda. You'd end up with a household of, or a barn full of antiques because, yeah. You know, you
you'd
can't
end up with your own estate
home.
Sale, having to
Yeah, exactly.
And you mentioned a minute ago about items being sentimental. You know, we can go in there without any sentiment, and we know what things will sell for.
Yeah. Right.
So they may be valuable, more valuable a few years ago. You know, the market fluctuates, but we can tell you what you can get
if it's sentimental to you, take it before the sale.
Yes. Well, yeah, and I think along as time goes by, some of that stuff becomes baggage, and, you know, it does, you know, become an item to sell.
Yes.
Oh, what about collections? Like, have you found anybody's box of lost baseball cards or anything valuable, coin collection, anything
stash
like that?
Stash of money.
We haven't found anything stash, no. Everybody pretty much knows what they have ahead of time. If we find something that's really unusual, we'll bring it to the attention of them.
And what is the most unusual thing maybe that you had come up through the estate sale business?
We did find some coins.
Some rare coins.
Yeah, we needed the family to know they were there.
I would ask about adult novelty gifts. You ever run into any of those?
I was thinking like maybe some South Haven memorabilia stuff.
Yeah, we have found some of that.
That is just some great treasure, you know, is finding some of that old South Haven memorabilia, the things come off the ship, the postcards. Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff, you know, from South Haven. So, yeah, that would be fun. That's a fun business, Brenda.
It is a fun business.
I bet. Yeah. And rewarding at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to me, I always like going into different buildings and looking at the buildings. And it's kind of the same thing. You're looking and you go, oh, wow, look at this. And I'd say probably most of the things that you guys probably find is pretty mundane, kind of boring. But you probably come over to some real cool little treasures.
We do. And we get attached to the customer and we get attached to their home. And, you know, we want to give it the best care we can.
Exactly. And get them the top dollar.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what it's all about. You know, in the estate sales, there's a lot of siblings involved sometimes in estate sales, and it can be, you know,
challenging.
Very challenging. Just like as for realtors, same thing with selling a home. Sometimes we're dealing with the siblings and multiple people. It can be very challenging.
Yeah. Yes. The almighty sibling.
Yes.
All right. We need to take a break. When we come back, we have more estate sale talk with Brenda Bertarelli on Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
Hi, I'm Holly Lawson from Drawing Children into Reading, also known as DCIR. We're an early childhood fine motor building resource that will enhance your child's visual ability to express and communicate in pictures and words. In the classroom, we start with proper pencil grip, develop a longer attention span, and kickstart a whole new world when your child learns to draw, write, and read in that order. To unleash the happiness and find out more about this groundbreaking program, visit DCIR.org.
Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David, Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David, Life Everlasting on your Amazon app or go to hodfilm.com for the link.
This year's race at Mason-Dixon at your service. At your service, you ask? Yeah, buddy. See, I bet y'all can use a little pep in your step, a little zest in your fest, and something new for the barbecue. I can entertain your guests, energize your meetings, MC your wedding or special event, and I won't drink up all your beer. No siree, I'm a highly respected professional, and to find out how you can hire me in 2023, send an email to raceandmasondixon@yahoo.com and check out raceandmason.com. That's RACINMASON.com.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon. Let's talk real estate time, of course, with Tina Goodrich. I've messed that up every time, so I haven't said it the right order today.
know, you're supposed to say, ladies first, it's Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
On Rob Bird's Moondog Show, yes.
Yeah.
And of course, I just happen to be here.
It's only our third year.
Yeah, Mason, Tina, and Brenda Bertarelli here in the studio. And Mason, you were asking
good
about
morning,
fuzzy handcuffs.
Well, you didn't get an answer on that. They just glanced over that.
Yeah, when I asked about adult novelty items.
We have found some interesting items.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
I wouldn't be able to resist.
You find anything and everything in the yard sales.
Click Facebook. Look what I found. Have you ever seen anything that big?
So do you have a website on Facebook, how people can follow you on Facebook?
We do have a Facebook page, Family Heirloom LLC. We have a website, familyheirloomllc.com, and a Gmail address, familyheirloomllc@gmail.com.
So do you post your sales coming up on Facebook? So when cool.
Yep.
All right.
How far are out there are you now?
Yeah.
How many do you have on the schedule?
We're booked through June.
Through June, okay.
Yep.
And of course, always looking for more, not that we want anybody to pass away.
Well, right. If you're looking to do an estate sale, you have to prep it and be ready. Yeah. And it's really good to get a date picked now have Brenda come out and look at your stuff that you can get on her schedule for an estate sale.
In general, are most estate sales after a death?
A big portion of them, but when we had that real estate chaos where everybody was selling very quickly.
Right.
No,
was different. People were selling their estate items, you know, so that they could move to a new home and couldn't take them with them.
When was this? We're not talking about 2008 with the
last
market
year.
Crash.
Crash we had the last 2 years.
Nobody had places to go because everybody was selling and overbidding and all of that.
But no one had to pay rent, so I don't know why they lost their houses.
Well, they were in such a hurry to move and close that they weren't able to take items with them, so they would call Brenda in and have an estate sale.
Yeah.
Okay.
That happened quite a bit.
So is there room for other people that might be listening and say, oh, that sounds like a real fun job? Could they either start their own business or do an apprenticeship with you? How do people get started?
I'll speak for Brenda on that. No, you can't start your own business. You have to give her a call.
Right. We're pushing Brenda for her estate sales, Mason.
We're not trying to get anybody else to start their own business.
Well, there...
Anybody out there, you can always do that, no matter what businesses you can start.
Well, that's
own.
When you have your garage sale.
Well, how did you get in? Asking too many questions, but how'd you stumble upon it?
I used to buy and sell. I had a booth downtown at a mall, and I used to buy and resell, and I would go to estate sales, and I just thought this would be a fun business to have.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
And we really needed it in our area because we had a couple strong estate sale leaders in the past in our area, and I know you're like in the upcoming of that, so we really needed it. And as far as realtors, we're able to recommend Brenda when our sellers need to declutter or have an estate sale to get the home ready.
Yeah. And people are having a hard time finding employees, so do you ever have a hard time staffing?
Who's
having
your staff?
People?
I have about 8 people that I call to
that's
help.
Great.
And I never need 8 at one time.
And they just kind of work with you on a project basis. If you need them for this one, they work. If they don't need them next one, they don't.
Because they're all doing other things too. Okay. So.
Right.
Well, we have... run out of our time, at least with Brenda, because Tina needs to get out a few real estate things
here. Well, I just wanted to make sure we covered everything with Brenda.
I just wanted to mention that we don't work just in South Haven. We've been as far away as Sawyer. Mm-hmm. We've done Fenville, Grand Junction,
Saugatuck, Fenville, great.
Yeah.
Glen, Ganges, that's great. So anybody that's doing that estate sale, please give Brenda a shout.
So really kind of within Sawyer is certainly a bit further, but kind of within 30 miles or so is kind of the niche.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So about real estate, just a little bit. I was reading a forecast for this year that there's a possibility of seeing 6% on the rates.
What is it now?
We're right in that 6.5 to close to 7.
Yeah.
They predict we could see 6% maybe by fall because right now we're in a booming house market right now with the spring. The demand is more than the supply. You know, we're in a house shortage across the nation.
Yeah, well, if they don't up the interest rate, we're not going to be helping out our inflation problem.
Yeah, so they think that the rates may come down to 6%. I doubt we'll see them in the 5s again, but they might settle down at 6 later in the season. And the house shortages, again, the demand is more than the supply, so that is driving the price up there, too.
Mm-hmm.
South Haven, city of South Haven, there's just, it's a tight market. We're going into the season with a very tight market. Anything that good's coming up, they're snagging them right up. So if you've got something that you need to get on the market, please get a hold of your realtor, get a hold of me so that we can get in there and take a look at what you got. You might be surprised what you can list your property for this spring.
All right.
So, yeah, give it a hold of me, 269-759-1076. You can always find me on Facebook, on Instagram, Let's Talk Real Estate, and listwithtina.net.
Yeah, I think I can still afford a minute to you.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about a couple of listings.
All right.
The one in Osage, 72746 Fay Court. Beautiful home, 4-bedroom, 3-bath. I believe Brenda recently did an estate sale there. She helped them get their home emptied out and get it ready for the market. But this is a fabulous home. It's got 2,500 square foot in it. The upstairs is 1,600 square foot with a lower level of another 1,000. Great separate living area, master bedroom down below, which would be great for the kids. Above, you have a master bedroom with the master bath, 2 extra bedrooms. Osage Orchard Community, it's just located right outside of South Haven on M43 mm-hmm. and the service road at 73rd. Great little community. I would say there's probably like maybe 50 homes there.
They're all nice houses.
All custom-built homes.
Yeah.
They have probably, like I said, maybe less than 50 homes in there. But right now, there's 2 available in there. Next door neighbor just lowered his to 384. Yeah. And then, of course, this one is at 425 with a little bit more square.
Without any long answer here, how big can that subdivision go to?
It's at its max.
It's at its max. Okay. Yeah. All right, Mason Dixon, get us out of here.
All right, y'all. I want to thank y'all for listening. If you missed any of the show or want to go back and listen again, go to moondogshow.com. I also got the last 5 episodes posted there. If you need video needs, that's moondogpro.net. TrustinBirdBand.com mm-hmm. is Rob Bird's band there. And HODfilm.com as well as that House of David Life Everlasting documentary. And, of course, listwithtina.net. I want to thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers. There's UFCTreeCare.com. Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulata Imagery, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Pure Salon and Spa, and of course our favorite organizations, Drawing Children Into Reading, that's DCIR.org, and Senior Services of Van Buren County. Don't forget about me, Mason D, at RacingMason.com.
You did say Tina Goodrich, right?
Yeah, you didn't hear that?
No, I fell asleep for a second there.
All right, and thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we all gonna howl at the moon dog on the count of 3. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Howl at the moon dog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found on the web at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2023.